Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf dal. We're going to pick it up with Gimel Amud Beis, the second wide line by the two dots. Just an interesting point we ended off with yesterday about the whole idea of the Kal V'Chomer the Gemara makes, that if you would follow the majority for Dinei Nefashos, then Kal V'Chomer, I would follow it for Dinei Mamonos. So there's a Tosos in Baba Kama, which quotes our Gemara. The Tosos on Chav Zayin Amud Beis quotes our Gemara and asking this idea of when do you follow the majority, when you don't follow the majority. So Tosos says, well, why don't you use this Kal V'Chomer? So Tosos says at the bottom, says, no, Yesh Lomer, Dechosim Gabe Dayanim Shaini, Dechoshiv Mi'ut Deidei, Kimeche Eino. When it comes to Dayanim, the way Tosos is explaining, and Reb Chaim elaborates upon this, that when you have a vote, 13 said guilty, it's Chayv Misa, 10 says innocent, don't kill him. So it's not as if we say, okay, really the Beis Din was divided 13 to 10. The Beis Din was divided 2 versus 1. With the Dayanim, we don't look at that Miut as if it's no longer present anymore, and we look one unified Pesach. The Beis Din of 23 gave a unified Pesach. The Beis Din of 3 gave a Pesach. That Miut is no longer there. The way the Kuntres HaSvekos explains a little differently, he learns like that in the case where the 10 Dayanim voted one way, they were then vatal their das to the majority, so to speak, as if they were outnumbered, there must be a reason for it, so therefore that's why they no longer hold on to their opinion. But the way the Reb Chaim learns that it's no longer there. So Reb Chanan has a chiddush, very interesting insight. Normally we say when it comes to Bikurach Nefesh, so Ein Hochen Nachar Harov, right? So if there's a majority, a small statistical percentage, the person's life is in danger, then of course we're going to be Mechal Shabbos based upon that. So why don't you say when you have, 13 to 10, so Bikurach Nefesh should be follow the Miyat. We're not going to kill this guy because 10 people said he's innocent. It says, no, with this Tosfos, when you understand, you put it all together, that Miyat is no longer there. There aren't 10 Dayanim anymore that say the guy's innocent. It's the way the Tosfos learned, it's not there. It's not present anymore. So then, because of that, that's why we wouldn't apply this rule of, by Pikuach Nefesh, of following it. There are different types of robes. Tosfos discusses a Rubah D'Isa come on, a Rubah D'Leisa come on. So the Achronim explain that when you have a Rubah D'Isa come on, that's like when I had the majority, it's in front of me. So in that case, it's like a Hachro. How should I act in this particular instance? If I have Rubah D'Leisa come on, it's not in front of me, that's like a statistical type of thing. That case would be like more of a Biru. Okay, now to start today's Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Dini Mamonos B'Shlosha, Rabbi Omer B'Chamisha. So Machlokes, how many Dayan you need? Was it 3 or 5? Kidei Shigomer Hadin B'Shlosha. So according to Rabbi, you have to finish off with 3, and you have to have a majority. So therefore, you need 5 to start off with. Ot B'Tlosa B'3, Milo Gomer Hadin B'Shrei. So Hachi Kamerin, B'nei Shigomer Hadin B'Shlosha. Alma Kasava Tolosa Kiksive Bigamar Dinikive. So Rabbi Yehuda says at the end of the day you have to have 3, and that's the majority. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi holds that when it writes 3 in the Torah, that means that's the need for the Gemara din, but you could have those who disagree. So you have to have a total of 5. So Megadev Bo Rabbi Abahu. So Megadev literally means to sneer at the black, but the Gaonim gears is a little bit different. It's like a grufa. It's megareif. Like, we say about the oven, Hilcha Shabbos, grufa v'ketuma, to be swept away. You'd imagine waving your hand, so to speak, to say, no, I don't hold from that. So megareif is much stronger. The gears that we have is that he would mock him. El me'ata, if that's really true, if it's truly, again, Rabbi, you have to have 5 so you can conclude your gemara din can have 3. El me'ata tehei Sanhedrin gedola tzricha me'ev arboim ve'echod. Right? So then, according to that, you have to have 141 dayanim, which we normally say is 77. Kadeshi gomer hadin b'shivim ve'echod. In order that you get a concluding vote of 71 one way. Utehei Sanhedrin ketano tzricha arboim ve'chamisha. You have to have 45 for the other Sanhedrin. Kadeshi gomer hadin b'shlosh ve'asrim. You can have a 23. That's not. No one says that. So he doesn't hold from this. Ella, how do you learn pshat? Esvali shivim ish. When it says gather for me the 70 zekeinim omer rachmona mishas asifa shivim. When you're gathering them, you have to have 70. Veshofta eida v'hitzilu ha'eda nami mishas shefitas ha'eda. The time of being judging them. So hachinami v'nikra bal habayis Elohim mishas kriva shlosha. So at the end of the day, there's no, it's at the time you get everybody together, you need 23. The time you get everybody together, you need 3, but it's not pshat that you have to have the concluding numbers that way. Elo, hain the time of the Rebbe, asher yar shi'un Elohim. So we now come new pshat in Rebbe, that when the Pasuk says, asher yar shi'un Elohim, right, they're going to find him a rosh, they're going to find him guilty, so trey, that's hinting it too. Ne'amar Elohim lamata, ve'ne'amar Elohim lamalo. And it says them in two different psukim, ma lamata shnayim, just like one place it's talking about two, af lamala shnayim, and you have to have two in the other context. Ve'ein based in shakel, as we saw, you can't have a even number of dayanim, so therefore, mosifan alehim odechod harekan chamisha. So you have to add on one more. So again, it's learned out from the word yarshiun Elohim, is plural, and then from the Elohim, Elohim is how you get to 4, then you add one more to make it so that it's going to not have an even number. So then starting on Daf Dalet, Rabbonin Yarshiun Ksib, and what are the Rabbonin going to say? You know, it's Yarshiun could be, you know, it's pronounced in plural, but it could be read as a singular. So now we start a fascinating sugya of Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesoris. This is the Daf in Shas that we have the Zechus to learn, that's going to be talking about this whole sugya, different ways of reading it. Do we look at the way that the Torah writes the word, or the way that it is pronounced the word? You know, sometimes, so you know, obviously there's no Nekudus in the Torah, but sometimes letters will be added to make sure that you pronounce the word correctly. Sometimes the Torah will add an Aleph, sometimes will add a Hey, a Vav, or a Yud. They're not necessarily pronounced, but just show you the correct way to speak out the word. Okay, you know, it's an interesting discussion. What do you do? We know that there's one difference, right? When the Torah writes Petsua Daka, so how do you spell Daka? Is that with a Hey at the end, or is that with an Aleph at the end? There are two traditions. Since it doesn't change the actual meaning of the word, then it's not a problem. But what would be if it didn't, if you would have a Sefer Torah that is missing one of these? So hopefully later on, as we get into the sugi, we'll discuss that, what to be. So it begins, continues the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Yoi, Ro'etz, Beishamai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, Kulhu Sviri Lahu, they all hold Yesh Eim LeMikra. They hold that the way that it's read is the tradition. Right? And the halacha is based upon the way that you actually, speak out the word. Right? So then it goes through all of them. So it's Yesh Eim LeMikra. Rebbe ha da'amon. So Rebbe is what we just said. This whole idea about the drush from Yarshiun, that's Rebbe's pshat. And then now he's going to go through and talk about the other ones as well. Rebbe Yehuda ben Ro'etz titanim, we learned in the Braisa. Shalot hamidim es Rebbe Yehuda ben Ro'etz. Ekroni, I could read the pasuk shivim. Yochel tehe yoledes nekeva tomei shivim. So the background of this case is that we know that after a woman gives birth, she's tamei, but then there's a period of dam tohar, which on a d'oraisa level, any dam that the woman would see is she's mutter to live with her husband. In fact, even if she didn't have any dam at the actual childbirth itself, so for a boy she's tamei for 7 days, and then the dam tohar is the next 33 days. Then on the 41st day she comes and brings a korban. For a girl everything is doubled, so she's tamei for 14 days. She has 66 days of dam tohar, which on a d'oraisa level is she's mutter, d'rabbanan not. But then after that, so for after a girl, so on the 81st day she would bring her korban. So they're asking a question like this. In other words, you want to think that you should read it as shivim, that she should be not the, you know, shvuayim would be 2 weeks, but shivim would be, she should be telling me for 70 days. So you think that would be her period of impurities? Amalhen, no. Time v'tiher b'zochar. It's the same thing as for if she gave birth to a boy. V'time v'tiher b'nekeva. Ma kishetiher v'zochar b'nekeva kiflayim. Just like the days of Tahara is double. Af kishetime v'zochar b'nekeva kiflayim. So too, when she becomes tummy for the boy, after giving birth to the boy is 7. So too, it's going to be double that, and it's going to be 2 weeks afterwards. So l'acha she'yotu, after the Talmidim went out, so Ibn Roitz, he goes after them, he says them, new pshat. No, amalehem, iatem zukukim lekach. You don't have to hold on to the first pshat I gave you about that everything that the woman has is really double than the boy's amount. Shvu'ayim karinan. No, you read the pasuk as shvu'ayim yesh aim lemikra, because we follow the way that the word is pronounced. Okay. Next case is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai ditnan. Beis Shammai yomrim kol hanitonin al mizbeach achitzon. Any of the zrikas adan we do on the outer mizbeach, shenosonon b'matona echas, keeper. If you do just one of them, then that's good enough. Shneimar v'dam zvachecha yishafech, that you pour out the dam, v'chata shtei matonus. With the chatas, you do it two times. Beis Hillel omrim at the chatas shenosan b'matona achas kiper. That even according to Beis Hillel, even if you did it one time, then that would work. You know, technically b'di'evid. That we know there is a different depending on the type of korban that's brought. There is a different number of things, right? From Ve'ezek u'makomen. So a chatas, you have to do four. You go on each one of the corners. For an Asham or for an Ola, it's two, which is really four, because you do it on the corner itself two times, and that hits all four corners. And then, you know, the Mishnah says, Habachor, Hamazra, Pesach, Kadoshim, Kalim, Shechitasim, Bechol, Malkam, Bazara, V'domon Ton, Matona, Echos. So for these, for the Pesach, for the Maizra, for the Bechor, you only need to do it one time. You know, it's interesting. In the Shar Mitzion, in the Halacha, he brings a fascinating thought. It's based upon Chuvas Arif. We're saying now aim, right? Yesh aim lemikra. Other times we use the a male form, like a binyan av. So why is it sometimes it's female aim lemikra, or sometimes it's masculine binyan av? So he points out that a binyan av is something, it's like in English, I guess you could translate it as a prototype. I take from this place and it goes out. That's like a father. The father goes out. Aim, habonim smecha, the mother, the akeras abayas, everything happens in, so it's the source, it's mineu bay. It's like that itself. Yeah, it's an interesting idea, just in terms of the lashon that we're talking about here of aim. Okay, weiter in the sugya. Omer Rav Huna, my time at the Beis Shammai. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? So you have to look at the word, how it's written. Karnos, karnos, karnos. So karnos is pronounced. There's no vav written. It's pronounced if there was vav. Harekan sheish arba lemitzvah ushtayim la'akev. So you have four of them needed, for they have to do the actual, you know, zrika on four of them. But two of them are going to be ma'akev. It means if you didn't do it, at least two of them, it's no good. Beis Hillel imrim karnos with a vav, karnos without a vav, karnos without a vav. Harekan arba. So really, I only have four. Shlosh lemitzvah. Three of them are for the mitzvah itself. Va'achas la'akev. And one of them would be Ma'akev. So the machloik is between the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. You know, Agav, that Hillel themselves and Shammai himself, not Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, but Hillel and Shammai, they only have a machloikis on, I think we have three times in Shas. Many, many machloikis between the Beis Hillel and the Beis Shammai. So here the Beis Shammai holds the Yesh Eim LeMikra, and the Beis Hillel is holding Yesh Eim LeMesoros. And that's the machloikis. And the Marzen goes on and says, no, Ve'eim, let's say, Kulahu LeMitzvah. Maybe all of them are for the mitzvah, right? That you have to do all of them. But if you didn't do that at all, then you know there wouldn't be ma'akev. So kapara b'chnei lo ashkachan. You don't find that you can ever be mechaper without doing any zrika whatsoever. So that's the source for the Beis Shammai. Rabbi Shimon, next one. The Tanya learned in Brayis says shtayim kehilchason ushlishis afilu tefach. So now we're talking over here about the walls of the sukkah. So the Chachamim hold that you have to have shtayim kehilchason, two of the walls have to be the regular standard seven tefachim, and the third wall does not need to be a full wall. It could just be a tefach. That's them. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, shlosh kehilchason, revias afilu tefach. He holds, no, it's four walls, yeah, but the three have to be full walls, and then the fourth one can be only a tefach, right? 3-4 inches, so to speak. Mike Mifli, what's the machloikis Rabbanan Savra? Yesh aim the Masores, the Rabbanan who hold that you need two full walls and one Tefach is holding Yesh Eim Lamasorah. So Rabbi Shimon Sover Yesh Eim Lamikra. You go the way that it's read. You know, it's a beautiful idea. You know, the sheet of this, the halacha is that you need, you know, two full walls and a little bit of tefach and hand's breadth. So Rabbi Leibel Eger has a Torah where he writes, what is that symbolic of two arms and a hand's breadth? It's like a hug. You know, imagine you stick your arm out like this, and you have your hand sticking out, and then you're hugging somebody. So a person, a yid, feels like he's getting a hug from a Kodesh Baruch Hu when he's sitting in the sukkah. So now the Gemara speaks out what's going on over here. Again, Rabbanan Sovri, Yeshim the Masoris, the Rabbanan hold that we look to see how it's actually written. Basukos without a vav, kan arba. You put it all together because sukkas would be singular, but sukkos is plural. So hari kan arba. There's only four times. Dal chad kro legufe. You have to take out one for the actual chiv to sit in sukkah. Poshu lahu tlos. Now you're down to three. Osi hilchasov garaso lishlishis vukimto atefach. And then the halacha lemaisa comes down, it knocks it down a level for the third one, and that's a tefach. So that's a strange idea. I shouldn't say the word strange. It's an interesting idea. Why would the halacha lemoshe misinai knock it down? So there's a rush in Bava Kama, second parak. The rush explains that over there the Gemara is talking about Soros and about Kocho, what you have to pay. So the rush writes, Kimin Gabi Sukha Asi Hilchasa Gruso Lishlishlis Fukmino Atefach. He quotes this idea that it's knocked down a little bit. That's the Halach Lemishma Sinai. Pshitilhu Hilchasa Gruye Osa, where it's poshit that the Halach Lemishma Sinai is always coming to be lessen it, not to create more of a chiyah, but lessen it. And that's the assumption that our Gemara is making over here. The Achronim do discuss, is that really true, that every time the Halacha Moshe Messina comes to lessen it, but it makes sense in our case that we're taking it from having three full walls down to two full walls and a tefach. Okay. Continuing, Rabbi Shimon Sover, Basukos without a vav, Basukos, Harei Kan Sheish, that's really six total. Dal chad krol gufe, take one for the actual chiv, push through arbas. Now I'm down to four left. Osi hilchasa grosso le revis. And then the halacha now knocks down that fourth wall for ukme atefach. And that's the wall that gets down to a tefach. So that's the shita of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the sukkah has to be three full walls and a tefach. Next case, Rabbi Kiva. Where does Rabbi Kiva hold this? So Ditanya, we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, minayin revis dam shiyotzu mishnei mesim shemitami ba'ohel. How do I know that if I have the revis of dam, not from one person, but it combined, a less than revis from Ruvain and less than revis from Shimon, but when I put them two together, then I have a full revis, that would tell me, shneemar, I'll call nafshos meis lo yovo. I'll call nafshos, is written without a vav, Shtei nefashos v'shir echad. You have two nefashos, two lives, but it comes to combine to make one shir. For Rabbanan, they argue nafshos ksiv. The Rabbanan say that nafshos is written chaser, so you can read it as one word. Nafshas is one. You know, so that's the machlokas. In Rabbi Ganak's sefer, he has a little of a lumdus as to what perhaps is this machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. What is this whole idea about a revius of dam? So one way, Rabbi Kiva's mahalach, is that it represents, it's a shear. It's a shear shel dam. How much dam do I need in order to be metame, though? And the Rabbanan say, no, it's not a concept of a shear. It's that it represents the nifter. This is the lifeblood of somebody who passed away. So if I have a revius of that person, it's there. And if I don't have a revius from that one person, it's not there. So it's an interesting idea and an insight where we can act safer on Sanhedrin, where he discusses this idea. Okay. Maskiflo Ravacha Bar Yaakov Mi Ika Delesle Yesh Eim L'mikra. One second. We just got all these proofs. What do you mean? Could it possibly, is there anybody out there who doesn't hold from this idea of Yesh Eim L'mikra? No, everyone holds it. That Tanya, because it says Bachalev Imo. That by Bas B'cholov, right? You Yochol be Chelev. You would think that it that it's really talking about what's it called, the fat, the chalev. So Amar Yesh Eim LeMikra. So no, you say that the way that it is pronounced, and therefore that's how you learn out that it's actually chalev. So now we have to go back and interpret all the different cases. We mentioned it earlier. What would be the din if a person, you know, we're going sukkos, sukkas, what would be the din if, in fact, you took out a Sefer Torah that wasn't written correctly? So it would appear that there's a steer in the Rambams. If what to do when you find a mistake. So in his tshuvas, he writes, it's okay. So people don't know this, but it's okay. That because it's not like you're making a bracha on a lulav. You know, there's this. You're making a bracha on the reading of the Torah itself, not on the cheftza. So he says it's fine, but however, in the Mishnah Torah, he says you have to, if you find a mistake, you have to take out a new Sefer Torah. So which is the real Shitas HaRambam? So Rishonim already have bothered by this, and someone explained, you know, a few different terutz, and one way of explaining is the Rambam just changed his mind, that the Rambam originally thought that it was okay, and then later on said, no, you can't. Another teretz of, you know, the difference between what the Rambam writes in the Tshuva versus in the Mishnah Torah, maybe it's l'chadchila, you really should take out of the bidyevit, you don't have to. Some explain those. The difference between maybe a third teretz would be there's a difference between ksivas haTorah, how you write a sefer Torah, versus kriyas haTorah. So when you're writing a Torah, you have to write it correctly. But when you're reading it, so then that wouldn't necessarily be ma'akev. Okay. Halach l'mais, though, if you do have a mistake, so we do take out a new Sefer Torah. Okay, continues the Gemara. El dechu le'alma yesh eim lemikra. Everybody holds that yesh eim lemikra. Rabbi Rabbanon b'hak miflagi. So it's a new way of explaining. We have to go back and explain the machlokasin. Rabbi sover yar shi'un Elohim achrine. That's talking about that they're... There's the judges, and then there's the other ones as well. Rabbonin Savri Yarshiun Tehayech Ahai. I mean, it's these judges themselves. So therefore, it's not necessarily referring to other ones, and then their total is three, and then Rabbi Yehuda was five. The next Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz, Lo Pligi Rabbonin Alei. There wasn't really Machloikis at all in that case about the Dam, was it that she's Tamei for 2 weeks. Beis Hillel, the Tanya, v'chiper, 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 mipnei hadin. So, all these cases are it's like a logical argument. He speaks out. V'alo din hu nem adamim lamata, v'nem adamim lamalo. It talks about where you do the line as to where on the mizbeach the zrika has to happen. Madam namurim lamato shenosim b'matan achas kiper. So just like the domim that was done for a chatas, right? That works. So abdamin hamurim lamala. So to the dom that's done above shenosim matan achas kiper. You only have to do one, and that would work as well. Oh, klach l'derech zu. You could. Give a different pshat in why that. Ne'emer damim b'chutz, ve'emer damim b'fnim. It talks about dam in both for the mizbeach pnimi and the mizbeach chitzon as well. Ma dam namurim l'fnim chisa achas matonos lo also lo klum. And if the dam was done on the mizbeach pnimi, if you messed up one of them, so then it's nothing doing. Af domim hamurim b'chutz chis achas matanos lo also klum. So too that it wouldn't be if you messed up one and there over there, it wouldn't have accomplished anything. Be ma'akiv. V'nir elemi doime. So which one is it? Is it more similar to donin chutz mechutz? The ain donin chutz mi bifnim. Mi bifnim. Right. So we'd rather learn. We like to compare similar things. So the halachas for things that are on the outer mizbeach, we'll keep that, and we won't want to try to mix and match. Oh, klach l'derech zu. Oh, you can do a different shot. Don chatas arba karnos mechatas arba karnos. Va'al yochiach ze she'ein chatas arba karnos. Kronos. I read that wrong. Let me go back. Don chatas arba kronos mechatas arba kronos. Right, where you have to do it on all of the four. We said that we said over a few minutes ago. The korban chatas has to be done on all four. So too, you know, by the other type of korban chatas for the oaf, then you that's also done on all four. Okay. Talmud Lomer v'chiper 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 b'nei hadin. Kiper af al pi shlonosin el shlosha. It would be mechaper even if you only did three. Kiper af al pi shlonosin el shtaim. It would work if you only did two. Kiper af al pi shlonosin el achas. Then it would work even if you only did one. And that's the pshat in how Beis Hillel gets it, that one is sufficient. Okay, then we go to the sukkah case. Rabbi Shimon, v'rabbonon, b'hak pligi. This is the machloikis. Rabbi Shimon savor sachacha lo boy kra. That the schach itself, you know, placing something there doesn't need a pasuk. Rabbonon savor schacha boy kra, and you need one of that. So when you had four. I got four sukkos. You need one itself to learn out that, and then for now all I have is three left. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Rabbonin, Bahak Pligi. And again, the case by the Dam. Rabbi Akiva Sover, Nafshos, Tarte Mashma. The word Nafshos, you know, it's plural. So, Miut Rabim Shnayim, you know, if it's plural, then the word, the case must be where you have more than one mace, and their dam would combine to get that. And Rabbanan Savri, no. Nafshos da'alma k'siv. It just talks in general about, you know, it's the blood of people, of nafshos, of bodies. That would be it. But it's not necessarily indicative that you would need, what's it called? More than one. Okay. Unukuli alma yesh ein l'mikra? Now we thought we were so safe. Where it flips it again and says, is that really true? That everybody holds yesh ein l'mikra? V'hatanya we learned in a braisa. Talking about tefillin. Letotafos, harekan arba. So you have totafos written two times without a vav, chaser, and one time written mole with the vav. So the three times it's written, you add up together, that gets you four. Divrei Rabbi Yishmoel. That's where his shita is, that you have four. Rabbi Akiva Omer and Tzarech. No, I don't have to come on to that because I can use other languages. Tat b'kaspi shtayim, pas b'afrike shtayim. Because the word tat in Kaspi means two, and the word pas in African, I'm assuming that's what afrike is, means two as well. So therefore, it's like totafos is a common word. Two and two, that teaches me that you have to have the four batim. So it's interesting, you know, we're not so familiar with Gemara's quoting foreign languages to bring a raya. What, I can learn a halacha out because this is the way in Africa they say the word pas means two. So how do you make sense of this? So there's a comment of the Shlach HaKadosh that he says, no, this, we're not learning from African, we're not learning from Kaspi. These languages, all languages, he says, come from Lashon HaKadosh, come from Hebrew. And it's just that these words are derived, they're language, the source of it is from Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore it's not really a foreign language. We're just pointing out things that, so to speak, crept in from them. Which, if you think about it, there's many English words that come from Lashon HaKodesh, like regular, right? In English, ragil, right? Ragil, regular. Pace, if you're stepping, how many paces are you going to take? So psia, pace samech al ayin. One of my favorites is peros, is fruit, right? If you just change it to kudos, pe resh vav tof, peros fruit. It's the same word. Mamash the same word. So you have that in English also. So that's what Shlach is saying. No, you're not learning it from these foreign names, just in those languages, and that's really the halacha. Elas continues the Gemara la'olam pligi. Really, there is a machloikis over here. V'hani mili ki pligi. They are arguing. Heched ishane kra mimasoris. When they change it around. This is just going back to the case of the boss of a chalev. Aval hai chalev v'chalev d'chi hadadi ninhu yesh eim l'mikra. But since in this case, it's ches lamed beis, there's no different ways of really pronouncing it. So in that case, everyone has to agree in this of the svar of yesh eim l'mikra. And then we're asking the kasha one second. Vahare, again, just the Gemara said at this point that because the letters are the same, ches lamed beis, that you have to come on to yesh eim l'mikra. Vahare, yira v'yeh ra'eh, right? Dechi hadadin, those are also the same four letters, the Yud, Resh, Aleph, and Hey, Upli, but there is a Machloikis in that. So how can you tell me that if one, oh, it's all the same? Titania, Yochanan, Dahavoy, Oimer, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Betema, Hasum of Achas, Me'enov, Potim, and Haria. If a person is blind, Chas v'Shalom, in one eye, then they don't have a Chiv to be Olaregel. Shne'emar, Yireh, Yeroeh. Just like Hashem, who has perfect vision, right? So he sees you, you have to be able to see others the same way. So you have to be able to see in both eyes. But if you're not like that, if you don't have eyesight in both of your eyes, then you would be, according to this, Potter. Ella, Omer of Acha, Bered, Rav Ika, Omer Kro, Lo Sevashal Gedi. No, it's from a different source that we learn out. It's because the pasuk itself says Los Vashal Gedi, right? So Derech Bishul Osra Torah. This idea of the Torah itself, Derech Bishul Osra Torah. So Rashi says, the very bottom Rashi on the daf. So Rashi says Chalav Solo Kamayim. If you have like fats, so that's like cooking in water. The Ika Bishul backwards. Chalav is the milk. I'm sorry. Cholav, right, solo mayim. Milk is a liquid, right? Ika bishul, that's called cooking. The bishul is, there's a liquid present. Aval chelev, but the fats, ainu bishul, that's not called bishul, ela tigun. That's like frying at something. You fry things up in fat, but you don't cook. And when the Torah says derech bishul, then the pshat is that you have to cook that way. So that's interesting. Well, that's a big discussion as to what do you mean from this idea that if I was to use tigun, that's not really called bishul. So the Prima Godem has a fascinating comment based upon this Rashi. He wants to bring a proof that you would not violate deoraisa, right? Because the derech bishul as the Torah, you would not violate bos b'cholav if you did tigun, if you were to fry it together. But the Prima Chodesh argues, he says no. By a tigun, that's also awesome midoraisa. You know, Prima Gam says mutter, based on the Rashi, the Prichodesh holds its awesome. So, l'may nafkamina, you're not going to be eating this anytime soon. You're not going to eat it at all. But the nafkamina is important to know. The Ramah says in the beginning, in Hilchos Basar B'cholav, it's in Yoredeya Pei Zayin, the Ramah teaches us that any type of Basar B'cholav that's also deoraisa also has a Isser Hana, right? We know the three Isserim, you can't cook it, you can't eat it, you can't get any Hana. But, says the Ramah, that anything that's the Isser is only Dirabanan, there's no Isser Hana on it. So if Tigun is really only Osir Dirabanan, like the Prima God wants to say, so then there's no Isser Hana from it. You could sell it, you could do business with it, but it's fascinating just this whole idea of Bishul, right? Derech Bishul Osir Torah comes up many times. You know, we just, Basar B'chol, we just explained in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, you know, if something was not necessarily cooked on a bishul d'oraisa, so then if you're going to reheat that, so maybe we wouldn't say in bishul acha bishul if it really wasn't cooked on a d'oraisa. There's a major machlokis in the poskim if using a microwave is a problem. That would relate to issues of bishul akum, right? Can a non-Jew heat up something for me in a microwave or not? That's a machlokis in the poskim. I believe Rabbi Simon, I told me Rabbi Badi holds that it's also, you can't. But again, that is a discussion in the postgame as well. Okay, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow.